Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like you to take out one of the red hymnals that are in front of you and open it up to hymn 382. You can set it by your side if you want, but... This is a song we sang in the other services, and it's a good example of a place where we express our hope that we have in our living God. Familiar hymn to many of you, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And at the end of that, there is a refrain. That refrain you sing at the end of every verse. You can say that with me. It begins, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So that's a refrain that's repeated again and again after a particular verse. And that portion of God's word that you see on your screen for our encouragement today is one of those kinds of refrains. I share that with you. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God. For I yet praise Him, my God and my Savior. That is repeated two times in Psalm 42, and one time in Psalm 43, which fits after that, probably fit together. That's what we're going to meditate on this day, Psalm 42, especially the refrain. Words to live by. What life is like when you live with hope. Are you at all like Dave Snyder? Did you hear him in his prayer? He obviously talks to himself a lot. But who doesn't, right? Come on. Don't you ever find yourself talking to yourself? I mean, you do something that's pretty good, maybe at work or at home, and, you know, maybe you don't say it out loud, but you say, great job, attaboy, right? Or you do something dumb and you go, how could I do something like that? Or maybe one bad thing after another gets piled upon you, and you look up, and if you say it out loud or not, but you kind of say, why me, you know? Why does this keep happening to me? Hope, right? We need hope. It seems that many of the songs that are popular these days, whether it's country western or pop or blues, may very well have come out of somebody talking to themselves, okay, singing to themselves, right, about some real life situation that they were going through. This seems to be true for Psalm 42, written by the sons of Korah. In the Bible, the book of Psalms is really their hymn book. So it's like they're singing a song here with that refrain. Maybe the title of the song could be The Song of Hope. If that's true, verse 1, we hear the need for hope. As a deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Now here, as in many popular songs, symbolism or word pictures are used to describe some deep feeling. Specifically, the concept of wild deer searching for water, desperately in need for water. So the sons of Korah are expressing a thirst, a deep need to join the temple worship. They were selected by God to be one of those groups that would write music and sing music in temple worship. But if you read the psalm through, you understand that somehow they've been separated. And they want that joy once again of worshiping their God in the temple in Jerusalem. One can only guess what the situation was, but there are many times in the history of God's people when some foreign army would come and take the people, or at least some of the people, away from Jerusalem, away from the temple. And in their concept, that was taking them away from God. Because God showed himself in a unique way for them, or expressed it by saying his presence is in that temple. So this unknown nature actually makes the psalm useful for many situations, for the people of Israel, but also for us today. Are we ever in need of hope? Are you? And you think, well, sure, Pastor, there's times. And maybe that time is right now when things are kind of discouraging. You're kind of feeling desperate in the situation, maybe at work, at home, or whatever it might happen to be. And you can identify with this concept of having a thirst for your soul is aching for the cooling water, this relief from God, where you can identify very easily and join in singing this lament: as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Well, what comes next? So often, isn't the God question? The sons of Korah asked, where can I go and meet with God? Isn't it true in your life, at times when you seem to have the greatest need for help, and you know that God can help you, he's not seen. And when that happens, old Satan and our sinful nature, right, quickly fills in the void with these kinds of lies, saying, well, God doesn't really care about you anymore. Look at the way you've treated him. Look at the things you say, or at least say to yourself about God. He's out helping those people that he cares about. You're in this situation, and you're not getting out of it. Well, when we listen to such lies, we may indeed join the sons of Korah wailing, my tears have been my food day and night. And then the evil men and women in this world mock us and our faith with another God question. Where is your God? Had that question ever? Where is God? Where are you? Well, as in many a good song or a hymn, then it's time to have a frank discussion with yourself and join in the refrain. The refrain is found at the end of the psalm, verse 11, but also found in verse 5. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. At times like this, which well and do come into everyone's life to some extent or another, the psalmist is suggesting that you don't keep singing the same sad and depressing verse again and again and again and again. Feeling downcast and disturbed is not a final destination. We may stop off there for a time, but don't stay there. You need to look at yourself. Look in the mirror. Listen to your self-talk. And then look outside of yourself to your God. He's right next to you. Jeremiah, the Old Testament prophet, had this wonderful promise of God for the people who were taken captive to Babylon. Talk about being separated from worship in Jerusalem or the temple. They were separated from the country itself, wailing in despair, thinking they will never again go back to Jerusalem. And God said, Jeremiah, you tell them, God's people who are despairing, we are God's people, and when we're despairing, tell them, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. And you remember the words of Jesus as he was going to ascend up into heaven, right? He said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. He's waiting for us to look to him, to trust in him, to put our hope in him. Find your hope in your God. Find refreshment in worship and in the study of his word, in meditating on him and his promises to us. Let him wipe the tears from your eyes. Song of Hope, verse 2. In the seventh verse, we hear the need for hope again. The sons of Korath wrote or sang, deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. The need for hope goes on, and it will until we go to heaven. Right? And Satan knows that his time is short to get us to despair and to give up. Now, the devil is fully aware of God's compassion and his love for sinners, including sinners like you and like me. I don't know if you thought about it, but Satan and the evil angels have had a taste of heaven, right? They were with God until they rebelled and were thrown out of heaven. See, and the last thing that Satan wants for anyone is to spend an eternity of joy and happiness with God in heaven. So he works hard against us. And of course, our desire to sin plays right into his desperate techniques. Now, obviously, somehow, some way, the devil had gotten the sons of Korath to be separated from their worship of the true God. What did they do? Well, they turned to that God. So once Satan has us downcast, you know what he's going to do. He's going to blast you again and again. Like the water coming over a waterfall, beating down on you, or wave after wave after wave. He wants you to join in the deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. Felt that way? Feeling that way now? I'm not a fan of swimming in the ocean. On a college trip, I and a couple of my buddies, a lot of years ago, of course, we came to California, went to Southern California, and we thought, hey, let's go swimming in the ocean, right? And so it was a morning, and we went there, and funny, no one else was swimming, and we didn't know about riptides and undertows and all that stuff. So we thought we'd just ride a wave, you know? So we kind of went out there, and a wave come, and all I remember is the waves pounding upon me, eating sand, swimming as hard as I could, and getting nowhere. Do you ever feel that way in your day-by-day activities? The God question? I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning? See, you are not alone in feeling that way or asking those questions of yourself. But you need to remember that you're not alone either, right? Because of God, as the sons of Korath sang, by day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is within me, a prayer to the God of my life. See, both of those realities are true at the same time. Trouble and despair can come our way, and God is there to take it away. Deep calls to deep. Waves crash over us. But God gives us a faith at those times to call on the Lord and to trust His love and have hope. You're not forsaken. You're not forgotten. Now, Jesus knows what it is like to be forsaken by God. Who can forget those words on the cross, right? My God, why have you forsaken me? Who did Jesus say those words to? It wasn't to God the Father. God the Father had forsaken him. God the Father wasn't listening, right? He's talking to himself. Why would God the Father forsake God the Son? Well, so that you and me would not have to be forsaken for all eternity. Now, Jesus knew the Old Testament well. I'm sure he knew Psalm 42. Perhaps those words came to his mind as a waterfall of punishment and all that went with that came pouring upon him again and again until he was like he was drowning in the depths of hell. Wave after wave of suffering for sin, including your sin and mine, came upon him. But he did that, right? He did that, felt forsaken, was forsaken, so that we would never be forsaken by our good and gracious God. He did that out of love for us, so that we can know beyond the shadow of a doubt that we are not forgotten, we are not forsaken by our good and gracious God. Time for the refrain. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I'll yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Remember those refrains. Song of Hope, verse 3. Listen and be encouraged and join in singing the other hope-filled promises of our God that are found in the following Psalms. Psalm 25:3. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. At times it seems like, you know, the bad guys are winning and they get away with these shameful things. They won't. Right? No one who hopes in the Lord will ever be put to shame, especially the ultimate shame. They go on singing in Psalm 33:18, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love. Never fails. You and I fail. We fail and we sin when we stay mired in our despair. That's sinful, you know that? To think there is no way out when God gave us a way out? To do the old pity party things, you know, woe is me, when God says, there's no woe on you, I took the woe away. The devil loves it. How productive are you at work with your family or with other people when you feel like you're all beat up and miserable, down and depressed? The only one that wins there is Satan. The song goes on in Psalm 62, 5 and 6. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We can have hope, and we do have hope because of Christ and our relationship with Jesus Christ. We have salvation. That's the root meaning is rescue. It isn't just rescue someday down the line when you go to heaven. Sure, that's the ultimate. He is there to rescue each and every day in every situation that comes up in life. He is my fortress. You know, we sing pretty soon, a mighty fortress is my God. He's there to protect us. And when you're protected, then you can go and live your life in a God-pleasing way. You can be bold for Christ. You can get up in the morning and know that it's going to be a good day with you and God. The song goes on in Psalm 119:74. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. God has chosen to work through the word that he's given through people like the Apostle Paul. He empowers that word to work salvation, to take away sins, to assure you of that. And he uses the word to give you hope. So that means stay in the word, right? Look to the word. When it seems like you can't look anyplace else, open that Bible up. Have those places marked beforehand that you know are encouraging and reminders of God's love for you and the hope that he has given to you. Psalm 135, I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits. In his word, I put my hope. Remember that. Psalm 147:11. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Again, that unfailing love of our good and gracious God that he has for each and every one of you. Time for the refrain, right? The computers in these Bible programs are pretty kind of neat now, because you can look up a passage and then it says parallel passages, and then it just an unending number of other passages. And so I did that for Psalm 42:11. And what came up is a really cool refrain. I mean, obviously, I didn't write this. And this is kind of like a Klebig or a Snyder creation here, right? These creative kinds of people. But it is kind of cool. And I think it really does catch the hope that we have. Listen to the refrain. Goes like this. Why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising him again. He puts a smile on your face. He's my God. And dear friends, he's your God. Reason for hope. Amen.